listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. One of the region's biggest arts festivals is almost here. Fringe Mount Gambier gets underway tomorrow evening, running until April 7th, and with the promise of heaps of local talent on display, local musician Louise Adams says excitement is building.
Our little community team, we have been working away and helping the artists and venues as much as we can to get prepared for the three-week festival that kicks off this weekend.
New data regarding speeding drivers has given authorities cause for concern. More than 1 million speeding tickets have been issued in South Australia in the past 5 years, costing motorists more than $400 million in fines. In response to those numbers, RAA spokesperson Matt Virtudays has this message for anyone hitting the road.
Ultimately, at the end of the day, we need to remain calm behind the wheel. We need to follow the speed limits, be attentive behind the wheel, look out for signs. And when the road isn't signposted, remember the default speed limit in an urban area is 50 and the default in a rural area is 100 kilometres an hour.
The state's Essential Services Commission has commended the District Council of Grant on being financially sustainable. A report from the Commission cites Council's regular updating of its long-term financial plan and its focus on keeping rates low as reasons why. Grant CEO Daryl Wicker has attributed the Commission's praise to Council's financial services team. And community groups across the southeast are being encouraged to apply for the Qantas Regional Grants Program. $2 million has been made available to help groups in need. QantasLink CEO Rachel Yangoyan says they had 1,600 applicants last year and are hoping to see a similar amount in 2024.
We certainly see that even with the program that we put in, it's been in for a couple of years now, and so with last year we are seeing some really good benefits and impact that the assistance has provided for those who were part of the program last year as well.